Welcome to Drop the Bags, Bitch, the podcast, where we talk about healing from traumatic marriages and divorces. I'm your host, Melinda Gerdung, certified life coach, domestic violence survivor, and the divorce coach for women who want to get over their ex and live their best life. Hello, my friends. I hope you are having a beautiful week this week. Have you noticed how sometimes after you've left the abusive relationship and you start to heal, that you start to feel really bad? Sometimes even worse than you felt before. I had this happen too. Like, I was miserable in my marriage, of course, but I was also on edge every single day. There was always an on my toes, walk on eggshells, hypervigilance kind of thing going on. I was basically pumped up with adrenaline every single day. And what I didn't realize then that I would later discover is that that adrenaline was in part acting as like a pain number. So after I left and it became safe again, my adrenaline, of course, started coming down. And then I was able to feel all of the feelings that had kind of been put off by being in that super activated state. And that's a normal bodily function, right? That's one of the functions of adrenaline. It gives you that boost when you're in danger so you can escape from that danger. And it kind of blocks your pain receptors a little. That's how you can end up in a situation like a lot of times car accident victims don't feel all of the pain immediately because of all the adrenaline. But once the adrenaline is gone, then you can really feel the pain. And this was no different. So suddenly I was able to feel all of the emotional and physical effects of being in that abusive relationship. My body didn't start to show the signs of the stress it had been under until after the fact, right? Afterwards, that's when I started having the panic attacks and the heartburn and the ringing in my ears and the tension, headaches, insomnia, sadness, anxiety, grief, anger, all of it came after. So if you find yourself in a similar place, know that you are normal. This is actually really common. And it does get better. I can't tell you that it all just goes away one day because I still have some of this physical symptoms. And to be frank with you, I don't know if those will ever go away. My body went through a lot. Like, my body went through 7 years of abuse. That was 7 years of holding all of that pain inside and living in an activated state that is really only meant to occur for short periods of time. Like, of course there are effects from that. Of course there are. It's like how athletes end up needing joint replacements really early on in life. Like, when we put our bodies through a lot, they wear down, they feel that. I find self-compassion to be a great balm for all of the after effects of abuse. Like, you've been through enough. You've had enough harshness. Now is the time for gentleness. It's time to be gentle with yourself. Lots of people try to tell me that they don't know how to be gentle with themselves or nice to themselves. But that is a lie. If you know how to treat others with gentleness, kindness, and compassion, then you know how to treat yourself that way too. It really isn't different. Our brains try to tell us it is, but it really isn't. Right? Don't say anything that you wouldn't say to a friend, to yourself. Don't treat yourself the way you wouldn't treat someone else. And it does take practice, right? If you're very practiced at being mean to yourself, then it is going to take some time and some effort to replace that habit. But how you treat yourself when you mess up on your new goal of being nice to yourself is another opportunity for practicing self-compassion and kindness. But if you genuinely don't know how to be nice, like you are mean to yourself and everyone around you, and you have never been kind to anyone or anything in your life, but you want to start, think of someone that you think embodies kindness. Like, in the dictionary, under kindness would just be a picture of them. And then constantly be asking yourself, how would that person respond in this situation? And then model that. Speak to yourself like you imagine they would. Treat yourself and others how you imagine they would. And no one does this perfectly. I sure don't. But I try my best and I'm always improving over time. And that's really all we can do. And if you'd like extra support in this, you can use the link in the show notes to sign up for a session with me. And we can work on this together. Until next time, my friends, be well. Hey, my friends, if you're ready to get serious about your healing, I have a video of exactly how to recover from a toxic relationship. You can download it at melindagurdongcoaching.com/subscribe. See you soon.